Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Coming to you from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you ready to rumble?
No, can't do that one.
In this corner, wearing the blue shorts.
Obey my commands at all times. Defend yourself at all times. Let's have a good, clean fight, gentlemen.
Now touch gloves and come out with the bell.
I think it's a touch gloves if you want. They give them the option now.
Yeah, most people are at least a good enough sportsman to...
In case they want to posture.
Yeah, that's what the weigh-in's for.
I hate the weigh-in.
Where they just sit and stare at each other for no reason.
Yeah.
In your little shorts. Stop. Rub their chins. It's gross every time. We want to open up the room?
If we're ready.
Open the room.
All right. Permissions. Connect. Make it so.
Jeez Louise.
Wow. How are you guys that fast? Do you have nothing better to do than to watch for that lock to disappear?
That was impressive, Alpha Team.
Holy
and UNC
smokes.
Fan numero uno.
That was crazy fast.
That was. I was frightened.
Like, Ray was talking out loud to us, saying, all right, change permissions and unlock. And as soon as it was unlocked, bang. Five Guys is a good burger. They give you too many french fries.
Oh,
how is that possible?
Because
it's
their french fries are so agonizingly salty.
It depends. They're too greasy. I'll give
they
you
are.
That.
That's
you,
how
you
there
have
are
to
too
get,
many.
You have to get the small and split it with two people.
That is what we do, yes.
Well, how about just make the small smaller? No
but
one needs the large.
I'm okay with, you know, throwing a few french fries out or, just throwing them outside. The animals will, you know.
Come on,
even
Ray.
Street animals.
Oh. Ethiopians can eat those.
The animals will have blood pressure that's through the roof.
Squirrels on campus, they're already five times too big, so.
It's true.
Oh, I got a mutant squirrel in my neighborhood. He seems to boss all the other squirrels around. It's fantastic. He's a little bit bigger than all the other squirrels, and he's got a completely albino tail.
Is his name Tippy?
No, I don't think so.
No, you should name him Tippy. Yes, it's Tippy Toe. Well, Ian, you ready for hockey season? Because football season's done.
Yeah. Oh, was that game too sad for you to watch?
It was. Well, with both of them. Saturday's game was too sad for me to watch. Sunday's game was too sad
for
me to watch.
I was there for Saturday's game.
Ugh.
When I was having a good night, hanging out with my friends, and then they just all left in a huff all at once.
Because the coach completely blew the game.
Oh, my goodness. He's like, well, the last 11 times I've given the ball to number 8, he's gone up the middle for minus 2 yards. I think that's going to be the play that saves us.
Oh, that didn't work. We lost the game.
Shocker. Huh. It didn't work. If we could only see into their playbook that every call they made was screen pass for 2 yards after contact, 15 extra yards.
Exactly. The whole way down the field, twice in but 4 minutes. Yes, Franklin's offense was terrible because he sucked. Our freaking quarterback has like 200 yards rushing. I better take the ball out of his hands. We don't want him touching the ball. Better give it to the running back.
Ugh. I don't know. I kind of disagree there with your assessment of the game. The game was interesting to watch. It was close. It was competitive pretty much the whole way. And there was a flag on every play.
Yeah, but the problem is when Penn State had the football for the entire first quarter.
Right.
And managed to only score 3 points. You knew they were in trouble.
Sure.
Couldn't get in the end zone. Frickin' number 84 only catches balls that are really hard to catch. Ones that hit him square in the hands. Oh. Can't catch those. Better bat that to the ground. Can't talk baseball. The Mets aren't in it, so I've lost interest instantly. Especially anything that contains the New York frickin' Yankees. Didn't the Cubs lose? I mean, that's a good thing. I hate them.
Do you?
Sure.
I don't know how I could feel anything but neutrality over the Cubs.
Yeah. I mean, when they hadn't won in 100 years, so I love them. Now that they've won, they're just another punk team.
Okay.
They've lost their magic. They're not exciting anymore.
Fair.
They lost the magic. Hey, I will always be forever a Boston Red Sox fan, especially of one Bill Buckner. The greatest baseball player of all time.
I don't think Craig will open any tokens until tomorrow.
Yeah, still no Dazzler.
Yeah.
Is she in tomorrow?
The 4th, I believe, is when she goes in and others get relegated.
Yes, she enters the packs on Thursday.
I don't know if I'm opening tokens. My iPad is not happy about launching this game.
Oh, man, I got to open 3.
I'm not hating Bill Buckner. I love Bill Buckner. He handed my New York Mets a World Series. Who was that? Mookie Wilson hit that ball?
Oh, that does make sense. Thanks, Grinch. I enjoy your new name and your new logo. Tonto, Tarzan, and Frankenstein.
Fire bad!
All right.
I love that sketch.
It was a good sketch. Let me give this here a look-see, make sure.
All right, yeah, we ready to roll this here?
I think so. I feel like I have a number of things prepared.
Okie dokie. Where are we at? I'm at the top. Okay. Welcome to the 161st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's greatest podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Woo!
I'm really confident. Semi-confident. Partially confident. Not confident at all. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, as always, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beat 15. It's Ray. It's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Heyo.
Heyo. You are correct, sir.
Ha ha!
This is the week of Holy Smokes, it's October. October 3rd through the 10th of the 2018s. Special reminder, I'm not here next week.
Right.
Reminder, I think that was the first announcement. But
well, I meant, well, reminder to you too.
Sure.
I will try, though it'll only be what, 8 o'clock Texas time? I may try to jump in on Discord and listen in. So.
Threat acknowledged.
Yeah. Deadpool Dailies. Today was Purple Squirrel Girl, Thursday's a Blue Doom, Friday Blue Mystique, Saturday Red Hulk, Sunday the Blue Falcon, Monday Blue Psylocke, Thursday Green Beast, and Wednesday is a Black Bullseye. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans. When last we spoke, it was Baby Groot. Ian, did you get that to happen?
No.
No.
No, I just don't see 212 going my way. I don't think that
you got what, 2 more days?
Oh, goodness, yeah. I don't think so. Today should probably be the final day, but it might be 2 more days. I don't know.
I don't pay that much attention.
Yep.
Well, coming up on the 5th is Yondu. So.
Oh, today the 3rd?
This is only the 3rd, yeah.
Oh, me. All right. Are you sure that the green does as much damage as you think it does?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It blows up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's an insta-kill.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, I'm not getting it done with 2-1-2 level 70.
Mm. How about your Yondu?
Yondu?
Yeah, are you sure it's Yondu? Sure it's not Devil Dinosaur?
Well, I don't know.
For the anniversary?
The webpage tells me it's Yondu.
Hmm.
I didn't look in the game.
Did you look at your handy-dandy infographic?
Nope.
Ah.
Infographic. All right, clearly the answer is Devil Dino.
Yeah, that sounds like an anniversary event to me.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be Devil Dino.
I agree. Okay.
The webpage has Yondu followed up by Mockingbird. Neither one of those things is on the infographic, so I'll believe the infographic.
I would too. Somehow I would believe you and see Samurai over the actual company. Unless the website
well, it's
is...
it's not the actual company.
Oh, the website's just another third party?
It's the Game Pendium site.
Oh, no. He's easily my favorite third party source for information. So it looks like smooth sailing for all the Devil Dinos.
Yeah, champ Devil Dinos across the board.
Right. And in a crazy twist... I'm the only one who respect him and appropriately.
I have not looked at him whatsoever, so
no.
You are
no, and nor should you.
He's going to bite you, he's going to bite you, he's going to dance a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And for some reason, he's fighting Annette Funicello. Is that who that is?
I assumed so.
Nope, that's not Annette, that's Jen.
What?
I'm trying to read the name of the Mouseketeer there.
Oh.
I'm going to assume her name was Doreen.
Oh, it's Doreen. Oh, it's Funny Squirrel Girl. Ha ha. Funny.
Ha ha.
And then after that, it's Marty McFly's mom.
Yeah.
Versus Punisher, this infographic tells me.
Right. That makes sense. Wasn't she also the lead singer of the Cherry Bomb?
Yes.
Went on to have interspecies relations with Howard the Duck.
That's correct. They call him Howard
the Duck.
Ah! Ian, you might have to put some levels into your duck there.
Oh, yeah, what's the situation there?
You got a level 94. I mean, you can always just go invisible and then 1-2 quack foo him.
Right. We'll see. We'll see how it shuffles out, but I'm still optimistic.
Right.
I think 4-4-3 is enough to.
The invisibility is enough to let you win.
So.
And you're fine. Story events. That's where I'm at. Honor Among Thieves is running now. That get you 3 gambits, a yellow cage, 30 CP. Top folks get Emma, and then it is Mystique. Strange Sights is next. 3 Mystiques and Emma. 30 CP, and top 200 folks get the brand new Taskmaster.
Woohoo!
We will talk about him shortly. There will be a shield training for Taskmaster featuring Peggy, Emma, and Janet Van Dyne.
Woohoo!
There's a super secret event we'll talk about in the anniversary section. Stars and Strikes is running as well. That'll get you a Red Hulk. Yellow America, 15 CP. Top folks are Devil Dino. And 11 to 50 is Bullseye. All right, new segment. Are we ready?
Oh, my goodness. Brace yourselves, everybody. I don't know what direction this is going.
All right, kids. So here's what we're going to try.
South.
So we got a new segment called Superhero Showdown is the current title. So we're going to take, using our top secret patented super secret random character selectors.
From what year?
I believe it's 1985.
Yes.
Marvel 1985. Got
right. So any Marvel characters that have come into existence since 1985, don't expect them.
So Ray and Ian are each randomly getting a character. We're then going to throw those characters into the octagon. And they will each describe why their character should win. We will keep track of the winners and then have, a March Madness, so to speak, later next year. So that's what we're going with.
And I want to point out that these characters are totally random.
Completely random.
Completely random. I did not pick this.
No. So each week, the special teaser at the end of the show will be who the characters are for next week. Since we didn't do that last week, I'm just going to tell you. So this is week. It's.
Wait a minute.
We have
very
a question.
Important flesh and question by Flynn's
Arcade. I
will
get there in a minute.
Okay.
This week will be Eel 2. Right?
The Eel 2.
Versus Sentinels. Brought to you by Battlecry. And we are going to let you, the listeners, decide who the winner is. So in your comments on the show, tell us who is the better argument, Ray or Ian. If there is a tie, I get to pick. Please do not make this vote for the worst, American Idol style. Please actually pick the person that is better. Don't be contrary. Yes, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Put it on the poll.
Well,
now we just need to hire someone called Guillermo.
Now, how do we decide? How do we determine who's going first? That's a question.
You could go first, alphabetical.
Oh, alphabetical by character.
Ray comes before Ian.
No, alphabetical by character.
Oh, all right. All right, Ray. Tell us why the eel would beat the sentence.
All right, I don't know if we were planning on doing this or not, but the eel, and it's the eel number 2. So it's the eel that was introduced in 1983. Not the one way back in 63.
No.
Eel's been around for a while. That's my point. So the eel he is not a mutant. He has no special powers, so I'm destined to win by my wits. He has a special suit that allows him to use electricity in various ways. He shoots electrical bolts out of his hands. He has an electrical field that surrounds him, so he can't be surprised, much like Spider-Sense. And he is slippery as all get out. He is covered in a grease-like substance, so you can't get a hold of him. He is like the greased-up deaf guy from Family Guy.
There have been multiple eel pictures. I can't believe that there's an eel action figure. I'm really upset and confused by that.
I got an action figure. I'm going to win. So there you go. So, I can't really combat the Sentinels at this point. I need a description from Ian.
All right. So I feel like given the bare bones arena style, setting of the fight. And again, I'm not sure if we should have discussed this beforehand. I feel like if nothing else, through sheer weight of numbers, I should be able to overcome you very easily. Now I realize that you're not a mutant, so I am not going to attack you initially, but I feel like once you become aggressive towards me, I'm going to recognize you, even if I'm only one sentinel, I'm going to recognize you as someone who is preventing me from carrying out my prime directive of destroying all mutants, and I'm going to have no choice but to crush you.
Right, and the moment Electric Bolt comes out, you're going to immediately go, well, something's not right here.
Right. I feel like as long as I am... Yeah, so even I feel like even if you were to lie dormant the whole fight, I don't feel like that would be a win for you. Like, even if he... Because I feel like at one point or another, the Sentinel would wonder, like, is the only way to get out of the arena is to crush this other guy? I might as well just do that. So right. I think by just sheer size, I don't know. I don't see a way that I could lose to you.
So here's the thing. You are made of electronics, and I will just overload your circuits. You try and grab me, I slip away. I'm covered in grease. You can't grab me.
I feel like I've gone up against X-Men with equivalent electrical powers, and I was unaffected.
I think you've gone up against X-Men with way superior electrical powers.
I feel like Trask would have put something in it, so like, you know, water and electricity aren't going to be my immediate downfall.
It does seem likely. That's my argument, though. You're a robot. Okay. I'm going to shock you like you've never been shocked before. And, yeah, slip out of your grasp. And there you go. That's my argument. That's all I got.
All right. I'm not sure exactly what I'm all equipped with. But, I mean, even if I can't grasp you, I feel like I have, like, any number of offensive weapons. I think I have energy pulses. I probably have sonic weapons. It's really, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the final say. I do have a rocket punch. I could launch my fists at you from a distance while you're trying to escape.
Shogun Warrior style.
Yeah, I feel like I probably have a net. I feel like secondary directives is probably capture mutants. So I probably have some sort of net that I could ensnare you with, making you unable to slip away.
So Flynn has a good point. We need a time constraint for each argument. Otherwise, we're just going to, you know.
Right. That's fine.
Good point.
I think we're good. I think I've reached about as far as I can with the Sentinel.
Now, the only thing about the net is it's probably going to be electrified to stun the person, and that won't work because my suit is insulated. So
that's true. I figure if it just slows you down enough, I don't know. I'm feeling strong.
All right, fans. So you tell us who wins.
Now, the question, how many Sentinels are attacking? See, that's the thing.
I think just one.
Yeah, I don't think you get a whole army of Sentinels. No, that seems unfair. No.
I'm not Master Mold. I'm not Tri-Sentinel. I'm just one Mark One Sentinel.
Yeah. I think it's one Sentinel versus one Eel. You tell us who wins the battle. They will go into the winner's bracket for later on.
Yeah, Marvel, March Madness. We'll keep you posted. We'll see how this all shuffles out.
All right.
Thanks, Battle Cry.
Battle Cry! All right, let's move on. In the news... hey, D3 is up there at their New York Comic Con. That is starting tomorrow. Whereas, if we remember, a couple years ago, they trolled me about Dazzler. But who's laughing now? Who's laughing now?
Everyone?
Yeah, okay. So that's the 4th through the 7th. If you manage to get tickets and you're going to the Javits Center, find them out at booth 445. Stop by, say hi. There's a raffle. You can win stuff. Our buddy Kurt won some stuff when he went to the Comic-Con or the convention at Indianapolis, right?
That sounds
lovely.
Did he win
some hero points or something?
I don't recall, but he won something.
That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, so stop by the booth if you're there, say hi, and then go buy yourself some comic stuff.
Hey, do you guys know if the producers of this game, D3 Go, is D3 and D3 Go, are those two separate companies?
No.
No, they're the same company.
Well, I mean, this game is produced by D3 Go.
Okay. I was reading an article about a company called D3 today, that they seem to specialize only in obscure Japanese titles and porting them over for American audiences.
Okay. Maybe that's what they do with movies, and the Go part of the company does video games. I don't know.
Well, these were video games as well, but continue.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this 5th anniversary, because, yay, it's anniversary time.
Yeah. Which anniversary is this? 5th?
5th. Mm. 5 big years of this game. Starting tomorrow, if you log in between tomorrow and the 22nd, you will get a token for an anniversary vault. You may have noticed on Monday, there's currently a sale going on. It's a 30% bonus on hero point purchases.
Noticed. My alliance was drunk that day with hero points.
Starting tomorrow, the most important thing is happening. Dazzler is going into PAX. So I will open a gigantic pile of tokens to try and get me some Dazzlers.
Can't wait for the show?
For like 2 weeks? I'm not waiting 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. You're going away. I've already blocked it out.
Can't do it. I can write them all down if you like.
I'm skeptical about that claim.
New character, Taskmaster. We'll talk about him shortly. Anniversary versus season will be starting. That'll feature fan favorites, limited characters, and the class of 2018. That'll get you some Taskmasters. And all events during anniversary season award double ISO 8 and anniversary vault tokens.
Sweet. I want those things.
Yeah. Good old rah, 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 rah will be running. that'll get you Devil Dino in progression and Taskmaster in placement. Like I said, the shield training Taskmaster we talked about in Strange Sights. The anniversary vault available for the entire anniversary season. So the 4th through the 22nd.
Wow.
100 items in this vault. 3 fan favorite legendary tokens, 6 Devil Dino covers, 3 Howard the Duck covers, 7 random 4 stars, 3 different hero points, 11 ISOs, 2 red ISOs, 3 random Deadpools, and 22 3 stars and 40 2 stars. All right, 42 stars coming my way. I am stoked. There's the fan favorite store also available for the duration for 25 CP. Tokens to this will be awarded from the Crash of Titans mission during the anniversary. 3 5 stars will be at 15%. The super OG overpowered Jessica Jones. She is amazing. Old Man Meatbag, not so amazing. And Doctor Strange, who's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's okay. No Jessica Jones.
He is no Jessica Jones. You are absolutely correct.
There will be 12 fan favorite 4 stars at a 42.5% clip. America, Carol, Medusa, X-Force, Baby Groot, Gamorpha, Meh, Vulture, Nightcrawler, the Lord of Croissants. We got, what do you call them? Iron Spider and Peggy.
Yeah, I need quite a few of those. All other 4 stars
are at the other 42.5%.
I said I need quite a few of those. I'm feeling optimistic.
Well, you can open all those as you want for 25 CP each. Coming on Monday, Kitty will enter Latest Legends. And if you're trying to finish out your Okoye, she will be entering Classics. So you have until Monday to try and cash in on her. Web Wonder will be running. Let's see, that starts on the 7th, ends on the 12th. Starting on the 9th on Tuesday, Foul Play with Howard the Duck will be running. So yes, on the 10th, it will be Howard the Duck. See, I could read this if I read ahead. On the 11th, Weapon Tex-Mex is running. You'll get a login gift of 1 Deadpool. Hey, it's me, Deadpool cover.
Mm.
Sunday the 14th, you got your Strange Days. Monday the 15th, Crash of the Titans Taskmaster. So that's a very early Crash of the Titans. That should be hard.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have, a Taskmaster by that day. On the 16th, it's Heavy Metal starring Battery Man. Villainous Lightning Rounds with double ISO 8. And then on the 18th, the sadness that is yet another Summers. Nathan Christopher something, 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 something Summers. Cable himself will be coming to Puzzle Quest on the 18th as a 5-star character. More details coming soon. You guys can cover him next week while I'm not here.
Oh, we will.
I'm glad because then I won't have to cover him. Event Land, there's Come and Get Me Alliance event is running. The class of 2018. And Ian, this sounds exciting. Brand new Alliance event.
Oh my.
Places of Power Alliance Raid Event. A brand new story event where players strategize with their alliance, split up to different locations to try to keep vast mystical powers from falling into the wrong hands. So we need to coordinate so, a few of us aren't all playing the same place, apparently.
In-game chat. It'll be fine.
Just when I thought I was free, they drag me back in.
So, holy smokes. That's a whole lot of 5th anniversary stuff going down.
That is a lot of anniversary stuff.
And I'm stoked about a new Alliance event because I love me some Alliance events.
Same, yeah.
This one sounds dizzyingly complex, but I'm excited.
Good times.
So, got a theory for you. Again, this is just a feed into what seems to be a popular movement, but I'm very pro it. Now, let's say that the longer you wait on opening those tokens, the likeliness of getting Dazzler will just build up and build up like a hot water tank refilling after a hot shower. So you don't want to go crazy while you're not on the air. You should save a lot of those tokens and then just open them. when you get back from vacation.
Ugh, that's a long wait.
I know, but think about how long you made us wait by not opening tokens.
Like 3 weeks.
So you only have to wait 2 weeks. You get a bonus week.
All right, how about this? I currently have, because, you know, there's a chance heroics give you 4 stars. So I have 38 heroics and a 10-pack of heroics saved up. I'll just open all those. How many latest legends do you want me to save you? All of them?
How much? No, you just need to do...
I only got 19.
How about 3 extra? You have to save 3 extra since you made us open, since you were absent for 3 weeks.
There's a strong vote for all of them.
So I'm going to wait and open all 19 of them, but not for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ugh. But man, the whole show will just be me opening tokens. Should I do it like Ian did that one time? Just open them randomly throughout the show and just shout out the names?
Well, just click it. Okay. Dazzler! Dazzler! Yeah,
but then I'm going to be like, oh, it's Wasp. Hmm. Oh, you know.
That would be fine.
I'll consider it.
I don't think 19 is that many. I mean, you'll have more than 19 in 2 weeks. You'll be getting some more, but...
All right, I will strongly consider it.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Taskmaster. Ian, boy, you better be sitting down for this one.
Oh, am I ever.
All right, so Taskmaster, 4-star. He is a red, blue, black character. This will be interesting. His 3 powers are actually 18 powers.
Yeah.
They're all called photographic reflexes. The red one will give you 6 different red powers from 6 other people. And so with same with blue, same with black. So, quickly, your choices for red are Deadpool's a little off the top, but Ben, I've already forgotten his name.
Star-Lord?
You know that guy? Star-Lord. Star-Lord's oldest trick in the book.
Can you give me a hint? At least the character's name.
Nope.
The power?
The power is called Grim Efficiency.
It's called what?
Grim Efficiency.
No one has that power.
Nebula. That's her name. That's Nebula's red.
Right, I've heard of her.
Cap, Star Spangled Avenger.
Ooh.
Moving Target, who's somebody they've already forgotten.
Bucky.
Winter Soldier.
Sure.
I sent you this information before we started.
You did, but I just now found it again. And Red's a whole bunch of Fiddle Faddle.
Yeah. Good from old Power Luke Man. Cage.
So you get to pick one of those at the start of the fight.
Oh,
at the start of the fight, not when you fire.
Not per use?
Interesting.
This is an outrage.
I believe it's at the start of the fight. It says, choose one of the following 6 abilities to take into battle.
Yeah, definitely what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I think you make your decision before the battle starts.
Fair.
They really...
No, I agree. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. All right, so let's move on to blue. This will get you Daredevil's Billy Club, Peggy's Do As Peggy Says, Squirrel Girl's Nuts From Above, Hawkeye's...
Isn't that purple?
Yes. In this case, it's blue.
What the...
Hawkeye's Speed Shot, which is also, you know, purple.
My brain!
That's why he asked if you were sitting down.
Hood's Twin Pistols, or Kate Bishop's Ruthless Precision.
That one's yellow!
That one's at least blue.
Yeah.
But look, Ian, but you can use a 4-star character with Speed Shot. That'll be fun.
That is pretty dope, but still.
Yeah, because I love Speed Shot. All right, in black, this will get you the good old Quack Foo 1-2, which is a green power.
No.
Blade's Night Stalker. Okay. Elektra's Shadow Step.
Yep.
What's her name?
Gamora.
Gamora's Skullcracker. Lord of Croissant's Moon Silver Blades, which is probably your winner there. That's a good power. Or Widow's Sniper Rifle, which, yes, is green. In this case, it will take 15 black instead. So it's interesting. I'm curious to see how this actually plays out in actually using him.
Yeah, true. Sigma Blade sent us a message and said, stands out in my opinion. Luke Cage is red, Fiddle Faddle. Peggy's Do As Peggy Says, Elektra's black, or Moon Knight's Moon Silver Blades.
Yeah, throwing croissants is pretty deadly.
Yeah, it really is.
And you know, Do As Peggy Says is just always fantastic. But man, I do love me some Speed Shot. And being able to do Speed Shot on a 4-star character, I like it. That'll probably be the one I pick most often, is because I really like Speed Shot.
Yeah.
It really depends on who you got him matched with, but I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be fun. He is, however, a limited character So you'll only be able to get him special times of the year. So plan ahead. And in this art, he really looks like Skeletor, which kind of freaks me out. I'll get you, He-Man!
It's just a mask.
What was that thing that Skeletor rode? He-Man had Battle Cat. What was the Skeletor's? Was it like a Purple Panther?
Purple Panther?
Yeah, what was its name?
Panther? I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, he did have a purple evil Battle Cat.
Yeah. They lived at Snake Mountain, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah, because you could pull the snake off Snake Mountain and talk into it, and it'd give you a scary, echoey voice.
It had a microphone. Yeah, you could talk like Skeletor.
Yeah.
Panthor. Apparently, it was the super complicated name Panthor.
Skeletor, not exactly the most creative dude.
Yeah. All right, so there's the, for shield training heroes for hire, going on with that for 7,000 hero points. I have never one time had 7,000 hero points. that'll get you a red Peggy Carter, a yellow Janet Van Dyne Wasp, 16 elite, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. And the Taskmaster and Foes 80 item vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Taskmaster cover, 2 random 4 stars from the backup missions, which are Emma, Peggy, and Wasp, 21 3 stars, and all the 2 stars, 52 of them. So there you go. And then his event is called Watch and Learn will be his versus event. That starts on the 7th. You can get him as progression, and that rewards you with tokens to the Taskmaster and Foes vault. So he sounds like he's going to be a lot of fun to play.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know how effective it'll be, but it still sounds fun to play.
I thought it was interesting. Samurai said that he's disappointed that you can't take like Daisy's green, Loki's purple, Magneto's blue. The thing is, you can't do superpowers. You can only do like physical maneuvers.
Yeah, he can't copy mutant abilities or anything.
Right. He's no rogue. He's just physically copying their movements.
Yeah, and he got a physical attack. He can totally pull that off.
And I think I'm pretty sure they kept with that on the powers they picked. So just thought I'd point it out.
Oh, and Samurai can suck it because he wanted to make it so it was just 3 triple board shake powers. you make me sad. The last thing I need is a character with nothing but board shake.
I read that sentence so many times, and I was completely unable to process that set of words for some reason. I was like, what's a triple board shake? Is that some sort of like... Is that something that they offer at Five Guys? Is that a skateboarding maneuver down in the Carolinas? I just don't understand.
That's at the Sonic. Can I get the triple board shake?
Right, it's half price if you go after 7.
Yeah, give it to me 50% off after like 9 p.m. once I can get my fattest amount of calories out of it. So I can probably drink 4,000 calories of milkshake and then probably go to bed. Good times. So I don't know. I'm liking him. I'm going to dig it. I think he's going to be cool. So we'll try this out. He'll be much cooler than Cable because it's Cable. So I'm super excited about Taskmaster. Not so excited about Cable.
I suspect he will probably be less effective than Cable, but
yeah, I'm sure Cable will be super powerful.
I'm sure he'll show up. Your enemy team will instantly become infected with the techno-organic virus. They'll die on turn 2.
I mean, he's a crazy cyborg. He's got a big gun, and he's got telekinesis and stuff going down. So,
so Twomp wants to know what's up with the Cable slander. He's a
stupid Summers.
That's it.
I don't like Scott Summers. I don't like Scott Summers' progeny. I don't like Scott Summers' dad. I can kind of be talked into being okay with his brother.
I don't know what it is called.
I hate Scott
but
Summers.
It's Craig's racism toward a specific family.
I don't know what you call that.
It's not racism. It's family. I don't know. I don't know.
Just hate the Summers, kids. Hate them all. Let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Nightcrawler cometh.
Oh, snap. Hang on.
That's you, Ian.
That's me. I don't know anything about this guy. About the bamfiest mutant in all of the game. So, the long-awaited Nightcrawler makes his way to Marvel Puzzle Quest. He is a purple, red, and blue character. The ever-popular BAMF costs you 7 purple.
Yeah. He is a purple character.
Yeah. that turns 8 basic tiles into the color that's most prevalent on the board? It tells you what it's going to turn it into these days, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Yeah. Does that have a passive component, too? Does it send you airborne instead of giving you damage?
He can go, he can get himself away.
That definitely does happen. I didn't know that was part of his purple, but sure.
I think so.
You
were
correct.
I think he bamps out of danger and goes airborne for a turn.
Yep, you were correct.
En garde! 9 red AP seems to deal some damage and then more damage if you have more than 12 AP in your strongest color. And I'm sure it will tell you what your strongest color is when you highlight it. So you're looking at 2,600 damage, or if you have 10 or more AP in your strongest color, 4,100 damage.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not horrible, but it's a lot of AP. But fortunately, you bamf your way to victory
and if you
make that potentially more effective.
If you take that to level 4 or 5, it's 10 or more AP to get the extra
damage.
Right,
it drops from it drops at 12 to 12 to 10 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I pointed that out, but I did say 10, I hope. Everywhere at once for a beefy 12 blue AP, he does a tiny bit of damage for each point of AP in the enemy's strongest color, and then steals 2 of that AP, all the way up to 4 of that AP. So he's dealing 450-ish damage for each point of AP in the enemy's strongest AP color pool, and then steals 4 of them. It's okay. That's pretty good.
Mr. Wagner.
I love that, I don't remember the actor who plays him. His name is Alan something or other. But in this week's infographic, the picture that he chose to use was him from The Good Wife. It made me happy.
Alan Cummings.
Alan Cummings, that's his name. He's a good guy.
I did not know that. Samurai just told me.
Oh, okay. Does anybody know how to spec this feller?
I don't know. Probably not the way I do.
I assume Banff gets a 5.
Yeah, I have him at 5-3-5.
Yeah.
Because the red's just a little too expensive.
Yep. It's just underwhelming.
Yeah.
Nine's a fair price, but you have to have at least 12 in another AP pool, potentially, to make it marginally more effective. Yeah, he sounds like a 5-3-5-er.
Interesting. Yeah, I have him at a 5-4-4, just I don't know why. So
because Banff is important and the other two, who cares?
The other two, I figure I'd try them out eventually. Yeah, I don't know. According to the popularity guide, it says 5-5-3, which I don't know.
All right. Yeah, maybe the blue is not that popular because it's so expensive.
You have to rely on the enemy having more AP, which I think is a downer, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that being a huge disadvantage. See, for this popularity guide, now that I see for the best build on the page that I'm on, it says 3-5-5, and I'm like, no, that can't be.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between 6 basic tiles and 8 basic tiles.
I agree.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's the Nightcrawler.
Muy bien. Let's head over to out the street, open up the mailbox, and see what Willie has for us this week.
Okay, in the mailbag this week. First, I got another message from TDJ Author. First, he said, for future reference, here's how to pronounce my name. It's TDJ Author. There you go. I can't even pronounce it when it's in front of me. He also said that the only people who believe that Briscoe County Jr. lasted for 2 seasons are you guys. The show did have 2 sort of distinctive phases during its 27 episodes. However, the first half of the season was fairly tightly knit story involving science fiction, device called the Orb. Second showed Briscoe and Bowler serving as agents for the president. But it was 1 season. And
I'm skeptical about that claim.
He links the Wikipedia page, which does display it as all being 1 27-episode season.
After he catches John Bly, that's not the end of the season? There's no way! I'm taking a firm stance on this.
He continues with, don't mess with me when it comes to culty television and movie guys.
Right.
Strong.
I like that he knew to put that in there. And at the same time, like,
do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. That's what he's saying.
Have you listened to Craig? Like, You're right. We have no interest in subjects like that. You've got us there.
I don't know.
It just seems like two distinct seasons. I feel like that they were like, why would you wrap up such a integral plot line mid-season and then just think you could keep going with nonsense? Clearly they were sure they were going to get canceled, somehow got renewed, and just had to slap something together last minute.
I don't know how that works with 27 episodes. Like, you couldn't have been like, yeah, just, you know, go for 20-some episodes, like, right off the bat. That seems odd. However, that is what happened. It started in August in 1993 and ended in May 1994. And there were brief skips for, you know, the holidays. But it clearly looks like it was nearly every week for the entire time. So,
Mind-boggling.
He also said...
Put your brain in a bottle.
Exactly.
While the connection of Annie Get Your Gun to Taskmaster is expertly explained by another player elsewhere, I was stumped. It sure wasn't Elsa Bloodstone, who is the only Marvel character who uses guns. I'm not sure Marvel character who uses guns, but maybe six shooters? I don't know. I don't know anything about Elsa Bloodstone, so I can't really... I don't know where he's going with that. Hey, Sigma Blade did comment.
I heard him.
He said that the first time I got the character correct before it was revealed / spoiled. In Annie Get Your Gun, the most famous song is Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Oh. So, I can do anything better than you. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Exactly.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. That was my part.
That was good.
I would have not gotten that. So he also said, I need championing advice. In order for me to reach 5-star land with 3 characters, I had sold many of my maxed out 3-stars. Time has passed and I have 9 fully covered 3-stars sitting at level 40. On the other hand, I have 2 5-stars that are fully covered waiting to be champed. Do I focus on rechamping my 3-stars or just my 5-stars? And let me tell you, his 2 5-stars are Beardo Cap and Wasp.
Oh, play with your 3-stars.
See, I don't agree with that. I think you should go for the 5-stars.
I still don't have a champion 5-star.
Yeah.
I play this game just fine.
That is true. That's a good argument, actually.
Yeah, I have no champion 5-stars, and I always manage to do quite well in all the Alliance events and things. So I would say keep focusing on building up, you know, fully max out those 3-stars. You can sell them again if you have to. But
I would try and put a bunch of ISO into them, but maybe not cap them out, because as soon as you get a champ 5-star, your gaming world changes. I mean, especially if you do PvP, any PvP, who you face changes drastically.
Yep, I would stay out of that pool. Worry about your 4-stars. You know, get your 3-stars into 4-stars.
All right, I quickly changed my mind on that. And Ian's not even inputting, so I'm just going to guess.
No, I'm so sorry. You started saying something about the champing advice, and I was like, I can't. I got nothing. What am I going to tell someone? I don't know. I'm going to just read this IMDb biography about Billy Drago.
So, I don't know where that came from, but...
he played John Bly in the Briscoe County Junior series. Okay. And every great scary villain is since then and before then.
All right.
So I guess the overall is, once you champ a 5-star, your world of play changes. So I would wait till you can get a really good one. Jeff Duggan says,
hello.
Ray and Ian, experience last night had me suggesting an Ace Bandage as an out-of-game support. Okay. I don't know what the experience last night was, but...
I hope you're okay.
That sounds like you were playing, local Parks and Rec Society volleyball and you twisted your ankle. That's what I'm going with.
I'm not prepared. That is not this week's support, but I'll keep it in mind.
Peggy Unisusicorn, at the risk of having you reanimate the corpse of the pie segment... Thank God the pie segment is over. It was like a bad case of herpes. Yes, I realize herpes is spelled with no I in it. Work with me here. He's also said there are many bad pie puns, turns out, and he puts a link to punpedia.org/pie puns.
Oh, Jesus.
If I had more time, I would do a pie graph, percentage of people who like the pie segment. and people who hated it. But he says, seriously, though, I love the show. I appreciate all that you do, except for the pie segment.
No love for the pies.
Well, not from
me. Well, that's right. This week you can tell us how much you hate the new segment.
Yeah.
So.
That was really one of the requests from the segment sponsor. He was like, listen, I don't care what you guys do, just as long as it makes some people really, really sad.
That is a true story. And finally, the wall of text from D-Wing. He says, no more Mr. Nice Pie was an absolute highlight. Going to miss the segment. So there you go. There's some love for the pies.
Yay!
He did say...
I mean, just think of how much we're now... Poor Joe now has to listen to, like, the whole episode.
I know! Where's he going to fit in a smoke break?
Like, that's an extra, you know, couple, 3 minutes of his life he's got to, like, now waste on this show.
Right. That's too bad.
Poor Joe. Love that the Craig's version of sibilant comes out sounding more like syphilis. Critic references are always a win. I don't even remember one from last week, but I agree.
It's probably by my book.
Oh, there you go. I do remember that now.
Either that or it stinks.
Is anyone sponsoring the Craig Swap Meet segment yet?
What?
I didn't even know there was a segment like that.
I don't know. Swap Meet? I don't know. I don't remember last week.
What was the Swap Meet?
I don't know. Think on it.
We'll reflect on that.
Ian is dead to me.
Anyone who listens to this show, what is he talking about?
Ian is dead to me, calling hopelessly miscast Bernadette Peters as Annie Oakley as most famously Ethel Merman, QED.
I prefer Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters is a delight.
She is. She is a treasure.
I don't think I've ever seen Ethel Merman's Annie Oakley, so I can't really comment on that, but...
Well, that's got to be the black and white movie version, right?
Sure. I really didn't watch the movies back then.
I was only referencing the Broadway version. I've only seen one version. It had Bernadette Peters.
I consider the news that Craig doesn't already consider it the Craig Show astonishing.
We're all stars now.
On the Craig Show?
That's right.
Thank you for proving my point was the easiest way to win the episode. Well done, Ray. Thank you. He also says that I edited the clap on that one. I did not. Ha ha. Gotcha. I don't know.
Was it last week that I thought Ian didn't clap at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Impressive off-the-cuff Rube Goldberging there, Ian.
Thanks.
And Sky High is the hero sidekick movie Craig was thinking of. More Bruce Campbell goodness.
Yeah, that's a horrible movie that's good to watch on a useless afternoon.
That does not sound familiar.
Yeah, there's a couple superheroes. They have a kid. Kid goes to high school. He gets, you know, declared a sidekick. They're not a superhero. They get all bummed.
Mm-mm.
You know, not to spoil it, but it turns out he is a superhero. So,
okay.
You know, he does get to save the day later.
Great.
With all of his sidekick friends.
Huh. Starring Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yeah.
And Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. In any case, that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. There, that's better. That wasn't that good. Everything's back to normal in the universe.
All right. What you got in the infographic this week, Ian?
Holy majoli. I don't know, but I'll tell you about it. Oh, Battery Man. He's boosted. He's a three-star. Man, is he effective. I don't know that he will be impacted by being boosted, other than if you use his other two powers for some reason.
I guess if your other two characters are dead.
Just out of curiosity, and not that you guys would know because I feel like you guys don't use three-star characters, do you have a preference of the other two powers? Like, do you spec him at something-something five?
I could not tell you what I have his other powers at because they don't matter.
Okay.
I believe I have his red at five, just in case.
As do I. I think I would rather do one really large emergency blast to one enemy than to do a little bit of AoE.
Yeah, by the time I'm going to be using his red, it's an emergency, and I need a lot of damage to that one guy that's left.
I'm with you, Ray. I like that. Thanks. Craig's favorite character, Cyclops, boosted. Man, that guy deals a lot of good damage. Generates a lot of red. Now he'll do even more. Three-star Captain Marvel. She's probably good. I don't know. I don't get around to using her much. Luke Cage. Another... Man, the three stars that are boosted are fantastic this week, and Iron Fist is also boosted. So, yeah, there's some easy wins there if you live in 3-star world. 4 stars. Let's talk about them. Medusa, everybody's favorite PvP monster. When she's not paired with good old Carnage, let's see what she does when she's boosted. Nothing. Nothing on her own. I feel like being boosted will not, you know, the buffs that she does, her purple, does that buff some tiles?
She's got the power that if you, you know, and yeah, when you match away her countdown tile, things happen.
Yep.
Yeah, she puts out attack tiles. That'll be more damaging.
Right. So she's boosted. She's fantastic all the time.
Yeah.
So she'll be even better. X-Force Wolverine is boosted. He was... See the original? Do we decide, is Sue the original or is he the original 4-star?
Pretty sure Sue was.
Okay.
But
he was a close second, I imagine.
He is a solid number 2.
Yeah. he used to be real good. His black did a lot of damage. It doesn't do enough now. His green does some board shake and some damage. Expect to do more both of those while he's boosted.
Yeah, his black will actually be kind of nukish again while boosted.
Ray's hero, the Vulture,
boosted.
He goes airborne and then automatically fires his blue if you have enough.
Yes.
And that should do a pile of damage. Awesome.
That's good damage and it gets rid of special tiles.
Yep. So, yeah. He's constantly airborne. He's real hard to hurt. He's pretty fantastic. So he can either do his own thing or you can use him to generate AP for your other characters while he stays airborne. Peggy Carter. She's boosted. She does a lot of red damage for 9 when she is boosted. And it ignores protect tiles, so enjoy that. She stuns the 2 extra people, and then does a lot of damage.
Those also do a fair amount of damage.
Yeah, when it explodes, so enjoy that. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, because I already did X-Force Wolverine, Jean Grey. She does some stuff. She does AoE, a different kind of AoE. Sometimes she wipes away special tiles. Sometimes she makes her own.
Yeah, poor Fezzik.
Right. Occasionally the computer will accidentally make a 5 match, kill itself.
But only if you get them, you know, as the setup is like a line.
Yeah, it has to be a line. It would never intentionally make a 5 match, which again cripples her value. But yeah, for 10 or 12, she can do some good AoE. Let's see what my favorite Samurai Says corner. Oh, it's very open-ended. He really leaves it up to the player this week and just says to go for it. These are all good to spectacular boosts. You'll find some useful in almost every scenario. There's no bad choice here. And then there's a... Is that a baseball joke? Nope, that's a football joke. I had to read the whole sentence.
Yeah, it's a Penn State joke. It's making fun of the Franklin offense.
Oh, well, I don't watch a lot of college football. But I was disheartened to see how quickly 4 of my closest friends could storm out of a room in a huff after hanging out with them all day and having a good time. So don't expect me to watch any more college football anytime soon. Yeah. Because that was some bad play calling.
We should have stuck around so that we could all just watch SNL together. That would have been
more interesting. I told you, Adam Driver and Kanye wasn't watching it.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like you missed out, though.
I don't think I did.
I really want to hear everyone else's reaction to Kanye. It's wow.
Yeah, I heard it was something special. We'll see. By next week, I will have had time to watch it, and it'll be good. But anyway, that is who's boosted this week, so listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to the segment sponsor, Fortify. Nope, that's not this segment.
Mystify.
There we go.
Man, this long I sound is a stupid gag. Stupid pie segment ruined everything.
All right, let's move on to Radiant Support Corner.
Sorry, Mystify.
Hey, Ray, do you have something to share with the group?
Sure I do. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
So this week on your in-game supports, I want to talk about one that really kind of, I don't know, took me off guard because it is distinctly looks to be made for somebody like Okoye, and yet she already has something. So specifically, I want to talk about the Komoyo Beads, the Vibranium Communicator. I don't know. To me, that sounds like something that Okoye should have, but you don't want
to
put it on.
Yeah, you got to give it to you got to give it to Black Panther or Shuri.
Shuri, right. So this support, rank 1, the supported character's base blue damage is increased by 10, And that goes all the way up to 110 at max level. Base match damage, I like that. Rank 2, supported character's critical tile multiplier is increased by 0.2, which goes up to 1.2 at max level.
That's strong.
Yeah, I do like the critical tile multiplier. Rank 3, when the supported character makes a blue match, again blue, there's a 10% chance to gain 2 blue AP. Again, AP, that goes up to 40% at max level. But AP gain? All right, I'm on board. Rank 4, when the supported character fires a power, 25% chance to improve a random friendly special tile by 21. That goes up to a 75% chance to increase the tile by 225. So, again, Shuri makes specials, doesn't she? I know Black Panther does. In any case.
Yeah, I'm thin on what she does, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I on Shuri. I just don't use her. Still, that's a good power for them. And rank 5, at the start of the battle, 10% chance to just have 4 yellow AP. And that goes up to a 75% chance at max level. Now, that's only at the start of the battle, and you have to have rank 5 to get it. So it's not going to come into play too often, I don't think. But just starting with 4 yellow AP, yeah, again, like the AP generation outside the character. So,
yes, have some.
I think this is a very strong support in game. And again, Black Panther, Shuri, I think either one of those is a fairly easy call. I would go with Black Panther, I think, just because I know his special tiles would get the improvement. And also, I just don't use Shuri. So, so there you go. That is my in game support for this week, the Kamoyo Beads Vibranium Communicator. Ian, do you have something to share with the group?
I do. Hello, everybody. My name is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hello. So, have you ever hosted a podcast about a match 3 game, and every now and again, one of the hosts does a lot of songs?
No, I've never had that problem.
Well, do you know what would make those segments even better?
What's that?
Backup vocalists. Today's support. So, a backing vocalist is a singer or multiple singers who provide the harmony for the lead vocalists. Sometimes they'll sing a counter melody. Sometimes they will show up to balance out a, you know, they'll sing something totally, they'll add a different melody to it. I feel like there have been a number of times where Eminem has peppered in someone who can sing really well that he finds complements his style of rap music. I feel like they're used in all kinds of music, anything from rock and metal to world music and pop. If you would like to learn more about the backup vocalists, I recommend the Academy Award-winning documentary. I believe it's 20 Feet from Stardom. Does that sound like it exists?
Got me.
I feel like it does. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
All right.
But I feel like there's a documentary called 20 Feet from Stardom, and it's all about people who spend their life as backup singers or backing vocalists.
I think now they all just eventually show up on The Voice, right?
They often show up on The Voice. I feel that they are, I feel like they're central figures in the now legendary Katy Perry and Taylor Swift feud, which I believe they've finally laid to rest.
Oh, right. One of them poached one of the other one's backup singers?
Yeah, could have been singers. Could have been dancers, too. I don't really know. Fake celebrity beefs are not something that I'm super plugged into, but I do read a lot of TMZ, so I'm at least aware of it.
All I know is you named two women that I would like to have relations with.
I feel like that's not a super challenge, but you are strangely picky. But yeah, so there you have it. This week's out of game support backing vocalists.
Brought to you by
Fortify.
Fortify! There we go.
Yes! Sorry, I have too many responsibilities.
Hit to the OG. Open up some tokens, peoples.
Sure.
Peoples being not me.
So I just want to point out that you're giving people crap for not remembering who brings what. Your script says this vine, so.
It does. I haven't edited it in quite some time.
All right. I have two tokens to open up, hoping to get Nakoye before she's gone, but we'll see. So, I'm assuming I should go first?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to punch him in his little mouth, Loki that is, and get a 4-star. It is a 4-star Bobby Iceman, cold as ice.
Cold as ice.
The second one I'm going to be a little nicer and just...
Willing to sacrifice our love.
His red for blue.
This time I got another 4-star incapacitate Gamorpha.
Oh, that's good power.
It is. So that'll take my Gamorpha to a level 309, and it will put Bobby at a solid 297. There you go. That is all I got.
Okay, I'll open up some tokens. I just had to get by some ads. I was slow to activate it, and there was an ad for
Ant-Man and Wasp,
yeah. And the link that you click just sounded so intense. It said, "Watch instantly." like you click it. Oh, I'm watching the movie. That was too fast. It's like, man, I want to see the movie, just not quite that badly. So I'm going to avoid that link and just open up a token here for... Oh, I got to go tip of the knife. That usually is where all the good covers live.
Was better than the first one.
Oh, whack. X-Force Deadpool. Countdown for what?
What?
Turn down for what?
Okay.
That will continue his rise as a champion.
All right. Thanks to, as always, this guy.
This guy.
And maybe in 2 weeks I'll open up 20 or so of these tokens.
That'd be awesome.
Ian, who's on the podcast network?
Well, we are part of a podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It is a ever-growing network of exciting podcasts that can help fill your listening day. If you would like direct links, they're available on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could go to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all network programming.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so.
Local news?
We didn't do local news. Do you have any local news?
How's those solar panels coming, yo?
Today was better.
Don't ask him about the graphs, man.
We actually had sun today, so that was nice. Yeah, they're doing well. I don't know.
Yeah. Alpha Team's put up the link to the Pennsylvania State Police who tried to kill everyone with a helicopter over the football game weekend. They decided to fly about 7 feet off the ground and blow over everybody's tents and things and cause a mayhem.
It was an...
They're currently being... The state police is being investigated by the FAA for violations.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sorry, that's... Yeah.
But the tailgate was being unruly.
Yeah, whatever. We also had another Uber rape situation. That happened.
What?
It was a guy who
was an
Uber driver.
I feel like we're
heading
down a path I don't want to follow, but I'm curious.
Yeah, a guy, an Uber driver, was picking people up and...
Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm better now. I thought you were using that as like a normal euphemism. Like there was some sort of super rape scenario in State College.
Oh, no. No.
You were like, Uber rape! I was like, oh, no! Yes.
No.
The transportation service Uber.
Yes.
Fine. I care, but I care less. I thought it was something truly terrifying and bizarre a moment ago.
It's just
awful. Not like Uber, like in, you know, Jihad Vampire Powers.
Right.
Which came in basic in Uber. Yeah. All right. I think that's all for this week, then. Let's wrap it up.
What a way to end the show.
Seriously. That went south so fast, like bang. Just not getting it. I need a nap.
As always, thank you for joining us here. Check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment suggestions on the D3 forums, the Marble Puzzle Quest subreddit, or go to our website and send us some information that way. So please vote on the new superhero showdown segment. Who do you got? The Eel number 2 or a Sentinel? And then if you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. Go buy yourself something nice for President's Day?
Halloween costume?
Next. Sure, buy a Halloween costume. Or head over to cafepress.com and dress up as a puzzle warrior. That's all I got, though, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, how do you like your eggs? Hard-boiled or sunny side up? Ponder. See you next week. I won't see you next week.
No, you will not.
I will see it to you in 2 weeks.
We will be back with a special guest host. Goodbye, friend.
Goodness.
Anything to bring up else before we start this here show?
What version of Sentinels do I have?
Is there more than one?
Yeah, there's the Sentinels, there's the Mark II's, there's Master Mold, there's Magical Tri-Sentinel.
I don't even know what that is.
Once upon a time.
Oh, it is awful.
Yeah, once upon a time, Loki used his evil magic to smush three Sentinels into one massive Sentinel and called it Tri-Sentinel and used it to destroy New York.
All right.
Yeah. Spider-Man saved the day.
Let's see. It covers... Mark IIs are in there. Boy, this book is really fading badly.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to go with Mark I. I didn't realize how pointless the Mark II Sentinels were.
Do they not do anything?
Their fate is even worse. And are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
The second generation of Sentinels was tricked into flying into the sun by Cyclops.
Yeah.
He duped a whole run of Sentinels into killing themselves in the sun.
Yeah, okay. That's just dumb.
Going up against Mark IIs. I win.
I think there's a good chance you could win. I don't know much about Eel, though, so it depends.
Sentinels aren't super smart. I mean, and Eel's not actually a mutant.
I was just going to say, is he a mutant?
He is not.
You're okay, then, I think.
Giving away all my secrets.
Well, yeah. We'll save it for later.